You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Well, if you're like me, you've probably been out shopping a bit and noticed that there's a wide range of thankful messages all around us. I walked into several home furnishing stores that had thanks or gratitude or other messages about this time of year, because here we are at Thanksgiving. As this podcast comes out, it's Thanksgiving Day, that day where we're supposed to feel all of this gratitude and feel so thankful for everything. And yet, if you're in the midst of a crisis, a marriage crisis or a life crisis, that may be a bit elusive. It may not feel like you're at a place of gratitude, and you may be saying, I don't feel that place of gratitude. I don't feel like giving thanks. So what do we do about that? Well, one of the things I want to recognize is that this can be a tough time of year. This can be a difficult struggle because there are so many family events, so many activities, so many holidays that are centered around the family and the relationships. So you may be feeling that there's no way for you to find that place of gratitude. And you may be feeling like you're on the outs and the feeling like these are hollow days, not holidays, but hollow days. And I want to just bring to mind for you that these are not just hollow days. These are holidays as we choose to go after them and look for those places of appreciation. You see, one of the things that happens whenever we're surrounded by a crisis or a challenge or a struggle is that it pulls us into a certain place in our brain, the place that is all about anger and hurt and also a fear of what you might lose and the hurt that comes from people not being around you, the anger of feeling like things are happening around you without your control, without your capacity of changing. That pulls you into that place in your brain, the threat brain. And here's the problem. The threat brain is really good at noticing what you don't have. In fact, that's what that brain has been calculated over the centuries to do, to look for not having. Because if you're going, I don't have this, I don't have that, you'll go try to find it. I don't feel safe. You'll try to make yourself safe. If I don't have food, you'll go find food. I don't have shelter. You'll go find shelter. So that part of the brain has been very well chiseled, very well calculated and defined over the millennia as the part that's going to pull you into what you don't have. And that's the problem. You may not feel like you have gratitude. You may not feel like you have things for which to be grateful. And that's that part of the brain that's talking. But there is another part of your brain, a part of your brain that is activated by gratitude. Not by feeling thankful, but by choosing gratitude and choosing to be thankful. I want you to just to think back for a minute. Here in the United States, this Thanksgiving story goes back to when the European settlers, really the pilgrims, were coming to the U.S. And they landed and they had some pretty harsh times because what they left behind, as much as they didn't like the rule, they left many times for governmental rule, for religious reasons and ruling reasons, right, for government and power. So they left that, but they left secure cities. They left places where there was a structure and there were safety nets and there were families and relationships and communities to care for them. And they came to a new place, a harsh place, not the place that we think of now where we've built up cities. Since they traveled straight across the ocean, they arrived at a fairly cool spot as opposed to England, which has some of the Gulf Stream effect and gets some warmth. They were surrounded in cold places where the snow was much more severe than they would have experienced before, where the difficulties were there, the challenges of even clearing the land. So if you think about somebody striking out and going, you know, I'm headed for the new world. I don't know what I'll find. And when they get there, they're encountering more and more difficulties and challenges of not even knowing how to live off the land. Different vegetation was growing there. Different ways of growing were necessary. And so were the structures. And here they were coming in, trying to figure out how to survive. And they had gone through a brutal winter. A brutal winter of cold that they had not experienced before because they didn't know what they were getting into. So at the end of that winter, they figure out, with some help from the Native Americans, how to plant and how to grow and how to harvest the land. And as the story goes, we finally get to the end of that season. Now recognize they're at the end of a season and they're now staring at the cold of the winter again. And they decide that they need to set aside a day of gratitude, of thankfulness. And that's where we have this concept of Thanksgiving. Now, there are lots of holes in that story, but I think the importance of the story is that in the midst of and facing toward a difficult time, they decided to be thankful. They chose to be thankful. They chose to celebrate and be thankful. Remember, these had not been easy times. Their families, they had left far away. They had lost many people to death and disease and illness. And you can guess that at this point, there were probably many people who also had injuries in trying to overcome these pieces. And so it was not that they had everything and that they had conquered the new world. It's that they realized they needed to be grateful. They realized they needed to make a conscious shift. And so the challenge is that whenever we're coming through a challenging time, and even when we're facing a challenging time, the cold winters ahead of emotional life, of relational life, that we still say, you know what? It's a good time and a good place for me to be thankful. So my challenge to you is that if you're not feeling particularly thankful, and the holidays are feeling like hollow days, that you get to make a choice, that you get to choose to not be caught by the threat brain, to not be caught by the anger, the hurt, and the fear, and the lack that comes with that focus. And you choose to think about what you do have, the opportunities that are in front of you, the possibilities that are around you all the time, and the fact that you have so much more than you think. Even when we are at our struggling point, even when we are at our lowest, in comparison to the world, we're at the top of the heap. I've spent some time in other countries. I've spent some time in India and in the Dominican Republic. Both places are far below even our minimal standards when they get to the bottom. And I recognized that we're all playing a comparison game. When we say, I don't have, and we fill in the blank, it's because we're in comparison to neighbors and family and other people that we think have those things. If we look around, we recognize that there are plenty of places to choose our gratitude. That's really the important thing today. I didn't want to spend a lot of time because I know it's a busy time for you, but to think about the fact that you can choose to be grateful. Even when you don't feel that gratitude, you can begin to move in that way and choose gratitude. So just a few ways to do that. One of the things I would recommend today is sitting down and talking about some things with somebody, some things over which you're grateful in your life. What are you grateful about what you're learning in the process? How are you grateful for who you're becoming? Because here's the thing about any crisis. We can choose to be folded in by it, or we can choose to rise above it and take it on and allow it to change us. And in that change, we can be grateful that that challenge came along to help us become who we are. That doesn't mean we have to be grateful for the crisis. When I was sick a number of years ago, I had major transformations in my life, and I believe that I'm a much better person now than I was then. It's not that I would want that illness to come upon me. But the illness did create a change, and I'm grateful for who I've become in the process. Not grateful so much for that illness, but grateful for the process that has gotten me to here. And so even as you're struggling and trying to figure out your new place to be, your new grounding, you can have gratitude and show gratitude for that place in your life where you're changing and rising to that challenge. And you may be still saying, I'm not sure where that's going to be. That's okay. To be grateful for the fact that you can take on the challenge and grow. Gratitude comes from being able to say, I've got these things no matter what, some things that cannot be taken. You can be grateful that you have had a chance for this to shape you, not that you wanted it to give you the chance, but that you've been changed by it, that you've come to a new place, that maybe you've learned about boundaries and you've learned to raise your standards and you learn how to live into commitment and you've learned how to deal with difficult times and how to calm yourself down. All of those parts are at places you can say, I'm grateful for how I can do that. And then look around. You can find gratitude for the friends who have stood by your side, for the family members who have had your back, for the people who have helped you along the way. That's a place of gratitude. You can have gratitude for having a place of warmth. What I'm aware of is that if you're capable and able to listen to this podcast, you are at the top of the heap in the world. No matter what's going on right now, you are at the top of the heap. And to be able to experience that and feel that, that's an important part of this gratitude time. Sometimes we don't feel the gratitude, which is why I think it is so important that we have chosen to have a day. And I wish we would do it more often than just a day, but a day to be intentional about gratitude. So one of the things that I've noticed as I walk around the malls and walk around in stores and I see all these signs of gratitude is to recognize that I can stop even in that moment when I see something that says feel thankful or feel gratitude or be great, thankful, to reflect for a moment and say, what right now? What am I thankful for this instant? So my challenge is, while we're stumbling through the season of holidays, not hollow days, these holidays can be ones we choose to walk to intentionally and to think intentionally about the places of our gratitude, because that activates another part of your brain. When you are grateful, you step into the higher part of your brain. The lower part is the default, the threat place that looks for what might be lacking. But you can choose to step above the default and go to the place of intentionality, of being thankful. And when you do that, you tap into our higher places as humans, where our brain is capable of thinking about love and gratitude because we choose to. Feeling thankful is not as important as choosing to be thankful. And as you choose to be thankful, the feeling of gratitude begins to grow, and then the holiday begins to grow, and you begin to tap into the real reasons of these holidays. Recognize that these are hard times, but I also want you to recognize that is the foundation of Thanksgiving. It was founded in hard times and facing hard times ahead, but pausing for a moment to say, over what am I thankful? How can I express my gratitude? How can I tap into the place of gratitude and see what I do have rather than being caught up in the daily actions of what I don't have? If you choose to make it a daily practice, you may choose to do that on a daily time, just in the morning, to find maybe three things over which you're thankful. A gratitude journal is a great way of increasing that. So to be able to work towards that is a great way. Choose this Thanksgiving to be grateful, even when you don't necessarily feel that you're in a great place. Choose to take on the challenge. Choose to recognize that you're in a place of being able to choose that gratitude every day, including this day. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage Podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.